This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is John Boyd. He's the president of Mission Aviation Fellowship, a mission organization that has ministered in the nation of Haiti since 1986. He's with me now to explain just how the country has reacted to the devastating earthquake from about 6 months ago and just how much work still needs to be done there. And John, thank you so much for your time today.
Oh, Greg, it's a great pleasure and a privilege to be with you. Haiti still, in my mind anyway, is top of my mind in terms of what's happening down there. Well, yes, you're right. 6 months post the earthquake and the rebuilding process that we've heard about on the news, that we read about, is going very slowly. We know because we have our staff based in Port-au-Prince. We have seven families based in Port-au-Prince. We get reports literally daily about what's not really happening to help the Haitian people. You know, the water, the hygiene facilities, insecurity, personal safety. There are so many issues that need to be dealt with, and I'm not talking about just the physical rebuilding of Port-au-Prince, but then it's helping the Haitians to rebuild their lives. So not an optimistic report, I'm afraid, Greg, in terms of what we're seeing happening. We as an organization continue to work with the local government, local organizations, international organizations to facilitate the help that we can as Mission Aviation Fellowship to reach out into the interior and, of course, work within Port-au-Prince with those, for example, those orphanages that we truly do help support. So not as optimistic as I would like at this point, and a long rebuilding process.
Let me just go through some of the statistics that you have provided. Here in the D.C. area, there's been a little bit of a crisis because the last 3 days after a major storm, some folks were without power for almost a week. You point out here that most of Port-au-Prince, 6 months after this earthquake, still no electricity or running water. Thousands of bodies still buried. The clearing of Haiti could take 20 years. Over 1.5 million people still displaced. Crime is rampant. A birth rate spike in HIV. Explain how you go about prioritizing with all these, as you mentioned, physical, emotional, spiritual needs.
Yeah. You know, wow, you've encapsulated so well what we're hearing and what we're seeing. You're absolutely right. There is still no infrastructure. You know, Haiti pre the earthquake was a very challenged country. Most of the population didn't have access to running water or electricity. Now, post the earthquake, that's even been exacerbated more. And so how do we as MAF prioritize what we need to do? You know, we have, and our functionality on the ground in Port-au-Prince is strongly strategic in terms of working with like-minded organizations who are on the ground, and they are the ones who are helping to at least get the basics into the Haitian people who've been displaced. Now, within Port-au-Prince, we're also helping to facilitate some of the logistics there. But now it's on the external part of the city, in the villages on the outside, where so many people from Port-au-Prince migrated to. That's even more of a challenge, and that's where our airplanes and our pilots are becoming more and more strategic in reaching out into the interior, where there is even less infrastructure. And so it's become a challenge for us, but you know, we literally wake up each day and do what we can do, prioritize our flight schedules, prioritize what we're doing, and simply work with the local population day by day to see how we can meet some of these needs. We cannot physically meet all the requests and the needs for our services. We just can't do it at this point. And that's very frustrating, as you may imagine.
Oh, certainly so. And as you minister to these different people with different needs, most of them with many great needs, would you describe most of them as being bleak and hopeless at this point? Or do most of them still hold out hope for a return to at least where they were, if not even further?
You know, both of those statements are true. You know, at the end of the day, from a human perspective, and certainly from a spiritual perspective, there is a level of hopelessness amongst the Haitian people that is defied when you see the indomitable human spirit. And so there is a huge amount of hope, I guess you could imagine, because what do the Haitian people have to look forward to? So that there's a measure of where we see the hopelessness, but we see the Haitian people just digging in and doing the best they can with the help that they're getting from the rest of the world and from here in the U.S. But at the end of the day, the spiritual dynamic is a huge challenge because Haiti is steeped in voodooism. But it's been really interesting for our people to report to us and say, you know, we're seeing so many Haitians in their thousands and thousands and thousands questioning what their belief system is. So that is an optimistic thing. The huge challenge is to meet all the needs. How do we meet those needs? Well, we have to take literally one day at a time and do what we can do for the day and prayerfully reach out to those Haitians whose lives we impact on a daily basis. From our perspective, the rebuilding physically, yeah, huge long time. From a spiritual dynamic, our prayer is simple, that the Lord Jesus himself would just work those miracles with I don't know, there'd be a huge revival in Haiti. That's what we're looking at.
Real quickly, John, is there any specific story in all of the misery down there that just continues to stick with you, whether it's one person, one thing somebody said?
Yeah. You know, there is. Just post the earthquake, 4 weeks post the earthquake, when I was down in Port-au-Prince again, when I walked amongst the devastation and I saw the level of human suffering, and I cried out to God, and I wondered what we as MAF could do? How more could we do it? And we just saw day by day, the affirmations that God gave us that we're in the right place for this season. And then I saw this group of Haitian little boys amongst the rubble and the devastation, and they had a soccer ball, and they were kicking a soccer ball around. And I heard them laugh, and it broke my heart because these little ones have no hope. But there are glimmers of hope down there, and that sticks with me amongst the devastation and amongst the human suffering. And I can say this candidly, that beacon of light and that cup of cold water is coming through the MAF team down in Haiti, partnering with so many others. And I'll never forget that sight, and that'll live with me for eternity.
Well, John, it certainly is a noble and heroic effort that you and I know others are trying to perform down there as you minister to so many people affected by that earthquake from 6 months ago. Real quickly, how can folks help you if they'd like to?
Pray. The bedrock of this ministry and others is prayer. We know it works, and we know that our Lord listens to prayer. And, of course, those who graciously have given to this ministry financially have helped us to do what we're doing, but the recovery phase is going to be very, very lengthy. We already know, because we've done an analysis, that we would love God to bless us with the funding to get another airplane for Haiti, because we believe we can use it as wise stewards down there. So prayer for the funding for another large aircraft for Haiti for us. Large in our terms is a 12-seater, by the way. We know what we need. So that's the base. And pray for the Haitian people. Just pray for their physical and spiritual needs, please.
John, it's an amazing and daunting task, but your hope, your encouragement, and your optimism certainly is encouraging as well. Thank you, sir, very much for being with us today.
And thank you for what you do. We really appreciate it.
My pleasure, sir. John Boyd is president of Mission Aviation Fellowship. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.